A report from the Presidential Task Force Strategizing Ways to Rebuild Following Superstorm Sandy says communities should plan rebuilding for the coming climate change that includes more flooding and more storms. In part, the report serves as a guide for spending the $50 billion Washington sent to New York, Connecticut, and New Jersey following that storm. But it also makes a number of recommendations, such as beefing up the electric grids and fuel distribution systems. The report suggests federal tax dollars won't be available for such improvements. For the improvements to electric grids, the task force suggests local ratepayers pick up the tab. Neil Lewis is a Long Island Power Authority trustee and director of the Sustainability Institute at Molloy College. He says the money LIPA currently spends on storm hardening isn't nearly enough to rebuff the climate change described in the presidential report.
You know, we need to be investing hundreds of millions over a period of a decade so that the billions of dollars that we're talking about give us truly storm-resistant electrical system, and that kind of thing, you know, needs support from the federal level, because every penny of $35 million a year we're currently spending on storm hardening comes from the ratepayers of Long Island.
Next year, Long Island's electric grid will be run by the investor-owned PSEG. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has said that, through regulation, investor-owned utilities can be forced to increase storm hardening. Lewis says they do appear to be responding, but ultimately he says it's ratepayers who will have to foot the cost of future storms.